Welcome back to the Running Wine Mom podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Slinsky, aka the Running Wine Mom. Today, we are going to embark on a serene journey into the world of sound bath healing with the remarkable Candace Graciano. Welcome back, Candace.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So in this episode, we're going to delve deep into the power of sound as Candace shares her insights and expertise in the ancient healing practice, from the gentle resonance of singing bowls to the ethereal vibrations of gongs. We'll uncover the secret behind sound bath healing and its profound effects on our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Join us as we explore the harmonious convergence of sound and serenity and discover how sound bath healing can help us unblock inner peace, release tension, and reconnect with our true selves. Get ready to immerse yourself in the healing melodies of the universe as we embark in this soul-stirring journey with Candace. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
That is some intro. Beautiful.
Thank you. I was like,
nervous.
Oh no, you'll be totally good. I'm so excited. And for everyone to understand, you know, we talked last time a little bit about that you do sound bath healing, and just to have you on here and give us a little bit of a sound bath healing experience is going to be so exciting.
I know. I'm excited.
So can you walk us through what a typical sound bath healing entails, from the instruments used to the setup of the space and the experience for the participants?
Sure. Well, so I'll start with what I play. They're chakra singing bowls. So it's a set of seven, right? And the chakras are like seven focal points in our bodies or energy flows. So each bowl is set up to plays a certain frequency, and that frequency is a note, and that note correlates to a chakra in us. So if I'm playing the F bowl, right, that's going to correlate to the heart chakra. That frequency is at 639 hertz. So when I'm playing it, that's what it's working on, and that's kind of what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And the best part is you don't really have to do anything except lay there and experience it, right? And I also incorporate some chimes into it. Sometimes I incorporate, you know, some bells or an ocean drum. It really all depends on the audience, and that's the beautiful part of sound healing. You can step into the space, meet with your client, or hold an event where you're setting an intention, and you can really feel the room and kind of the universe. You know, sounds a little woo-woo, but the universe tells you what people need.
I love that. I am all about the universe and like all what it brings me. And I feel like it's, you know, so I love talking to people who also enjoy the love of the universe and the feeling of it as well.
And I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's great because no two are alike, right? You're never going to step into my sound bath or another sound bath practitioner's space and have it sound exactly the same or feel exactly the same.
That's so neat. Yeah. And so obviously on the sound bath, the healer's end, it's going to be very different. So besides like reading energy, how do you kind of approach facilitating a sound bath healing session? And like what role that you play in guiding the participants through the experience?
So I do personalized one-on-one, and I also do groups. And when it's personalized, we always start with almost like a mini coaching session.
Right? Cool.
And if it's in person, that includes a Reiki session as well.
But okay.
Virtual would be like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
What do you need, right? Do you need some relaxation? Are you feeling sad? Are we stressed out? You know, do we feel anxious? And from that information, I can kind of craft which chakra bowls I want to play and what sounds and what frequencies I want you to hear.
Okay.
Whether I'm going to bring in some chimes or some bells or a drum. Right? So it's very personalized. And when it's in person, I'll do a Reiki session and I kind of feel your energy. And while I'm asking those questions, also, I can kind of feel where things are stuck through that process.
Okay.
Play and then come back and then work on any areas where I still feel some stuckness.
That's so cool. I love that. So what are the potential benefits that participants can expect to experience during and after sound bath healing session, both maybe physically and emotionally?
So it definitely promotes healing. It improves sleep, enhances mood, relieves stress. There's actually been articles written, I think Psychology Today has one that found it can improve mobility.
Wow.
Pain and stiffness, increased circulation, it helps lower blood pressure. And a lot of that is just from reducing stress.
Wow.
And breathing. We don't breathe.
I know.
always go, like, we breathe to live, but we don't really think about
the connection of breath. Yeah.
The connection of breath and self and our mind and our energy and our healing is so important. It's so important to take those deep.
Yeah.
And really feel them. And you can feel where in your body things are maybe not working so great, and send a little more breath and a little more energy and a little more love to those sections.
Yeah, that's so, and like, I've been really into Pilates like the last month, and like, it's all about connecting the breath. And I'm like, wow, when I do weight training, like, I'm not breathing properly. And so now it's like, even the first couple sessions of Pilates, you're like, you know, not doing it. And they're like, they're reminding you. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, this feels so much more with the flow too, which is important.
Interesting you said that. I just started working with a new trainer. He's like making me do 2-minute breaks in between sets, and I just want to keep going.
Right.
Having those moments and that 2 minutes to actually breathe and reset my body's made such a huge change. Mm-hmm. Feeling the same thing.
Right. So you talked about how there's some different instruments that you could use. Could you explain maybe the significance of each of the instruments and how they contribute to the overall healing?
I don't use a lot of other ones personally.
Right.
So I use a sound bath. The chimes also correlate with notes, which correlate with the frequencies. So that's why I use a lot of chimes as well.
Okay.
There's some drum usage, and that goes back to like lineage of Native Americans and their sound healing.
Right.
I'm not a great drummer, so I don't want to not represent that well. So I don't do it, but there are sound healers that are amazing at,
yeah,
bringing in drums and bringing in gongs. I'm looking to get gong certified, but I haven't yet. So I really stick to the bowls.
Yeah, that's really neat.
As my main space.
Yeah, and that's cool that you can get certified in different areas too, which I really like that aspect of it.
When I certified, she went into voice, like singing, and I don't want to torture anybody.
I would definitely not be able to do that. No one would like my singing.
My first session was like singing and using my voice, and I was like, oh.
No.
As it is, if you have that skill,
right,
go for it. I will not do that to my clients.
Oh my gosh. So how can maybe the sound bath healing align with other holistic practices like yoga and meditation? And how do you see them kind of complementing or enhancing the practices?
It's a lot of what we spoke about earlier about the breath.
Uh-huh.
Breath work, right? Yoga is a lot of breath work. Meditation, you know, mm-hmm, actually whole meditations that are just breath work.
Right.
And while you're not necessarily, like, I'm not asking you to, you know, concentrate on your breathing through a whole session, you are slowing down.
Yeah.
Right. And that's so important for our breath and our, and just our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very,
it slows down your brain waves.
Yeah, everybody needs that. Everyone needs the slowdown. As much as you want to go, 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 it's like the slowdown, it helps you go, go, go more when you get, it's kind of like, it's like working out your body. You want to work out your mind as well, is really important.
And we're in like such a chaotic and fast paced world, right? We're
right.
Going.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I thrive in chaos.
And same.
Most of us do, right? That's why I love sound healing so much.
Yeah.
Even when I'm playing for clients or for friends or for anyone, it's a slowdown for me. And I
right
through it as well. And I can feel it. Like sometimes I even get sleepy doing it for other
people. I'm sure.
But I'm on the other side. I have to do this.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all complements each other.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I was just saying. We're like in the midst of like chaos right now, packing to go away. And then I'm like, you know, thinking about that, us doing this interview of like the sound bath healing, I'm like, am I going to be able to relax today? Like, maybe this is exactly what I need. This is exactly what I need.
It takes a few minutes.
Yeah.
We play and you're like, what's going on? What are these sounds? I can't relax. My blanket's uncomfortable. My earphones hurt.
Yeah.
Right. And then you get into it and then your body just starts.
Right. Well, I'm very excited for it. So for those people who may have never done a sound bath healing before, what advice would you give to help them maybe prepare for or fully embrace the experience?
I guess it's no judgment, right?
Because
thoughts are going to come into your head. right? Like, am I doing this right? I don't like this. Maybe I do like this. This is annoying. I don't like that sound. Just acknowledge it and then let it go.
Right.
Just keep acknowledging and letting it go and sink further in. I always like to tell people that the first sound bath I had, I hated it. Because I had to be like lay there and be still and just listen.
Right.
And I realized that was me. You know, that was something I needed to work on.
Yeah.
I was actually beautiful to come out of that and be like, I need to work on being in stillness.
Right. And it is so important. And that's like going to bed, I do either a meditation or I use the Calm app. And it's like so funny because I fall asleep within like probably 10 minutes. And my husband's always like annoyed that like I just fall asleep so quickly. And I'm like, I think I'm so go, go, go. The second that I'm listening to this and my mind is able to just like flow, my whole body is like, it's rest time. Let's go.
The more you do it, the quicker you get into it.
Cause yeah.
You're rewiring and reprogramming ourselves to be like, oh, this is time for me. This is my sleep time. This
yeah.
is my relaxing time. This is my healing time.
Yeah.
A little bit. So that's my biggest advice is if just let it wash over you.
And when yeah.
come up, don't judge yourself for them. Just have them and let them go and see what happens when you come out of it.
Yes. Well, all right. I think everyone kind of knows a lot about it. So tonight we are going to have a special session for the listeners. So prepare to immerse yourselves in a transcendent experience as Candace graciously offers us a live demonstration of a sound bath healing session. So what should I tell the listeners to get comfortable, close their eyes or turn the lights off?
Make yourself comfortable. That's the biggest thing, right, is be in a comfortable position, whether it's lying down, if you're seated in a chair, if you're in like a meditation pose, just get super comfortable. It's best to listen to it with headphones. You really feel it that way. If you're lighting, put your headphones on. I'm just going to walk through a short breathing exercise, step away, and you'll hear the bowls, and then I'll bring you out of it. So everyone who's listening, just take a few deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. At your own pace, do that about 3 or 4 times. Start to relax your jaw. If you're holding any tension there, let it drop. Relax your shoulders. As you bring them down, take another breath. Let the seat or the bed below you hold you. Sink further in. take a few more deep breaths. Relax your eyes behind your eyelids. Send the breath down into your heart space. And now it's time to relax.
I'd like you to take a few moments and then welcome yourself back to the space.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. What a cool experience. I feel like it was so weird to feel the energy in different parts. And it's just, that was really cool. I've never had anything like that.
Did anything come up for you?
Well, I felt, I guess, in my like lower chakras, like a lot of like energy and a lot right here. I felt a lot of, so I don't know what that means, but
we'll be like, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus. So I know you have some traveling coming up.
Yeah.
A little bit of some craziness. So maybe.
Yeah.
Some relaxation there.
Yeah. I just feel. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say in your shoulders, right? So connected to our throat chakra, our heart chakra, we played a lot. So there's a good connection in between there.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt a lot like, all I could still kind of, it's like I have like the chills kind of like right around here, and actually now I'm kind of feeling it in the middle of my back.
Something going on there, or maybe you need to speak something, maybe there's something between your, you know, your communication and your heart, or your heart and your communication. Right there that needed, you know, some work. And
then yeah,
like your lower, like even in your like your solar plexus, if there's some energy or some anxiousness around your trip, that could be showing.
I have a lot of anxiousness around the trip.
So. You know, aligned and unblocked any stickiness, and, you know, you'll feel better going into your trip, or if there's anything going on in between your throat and your heart, you'll be able to
see
the truths that you might need to be getting out.
Yeah, I hope. I will let you know, it's like tomorrow, because I have this whole entire week been just like, my stomach has been in knots of anxiety, and I don't feel it right now. So that's maybe great.
I'm so thankful and glad to hear that. That's always my aim for myself. Yeah. That they walk out better than they felt when they came in, or more relaxed. Like sometimes they come and they're fine. You know, they don't have anything to work through. They just need some relaxation. So
yeah.
That they walk out more relaxed than they came in.
Well, I'm definitely more relaxed, and I hope all of the listeners are as well.
I hope so, too. If anybody has any questions or if anything came up that they want to chat about, please feel free. You can always reach out to me. I talk about this stuff all day.
Yeah, I am so intrigued in it, like around it. I'm going to have to talk to you. I'll be annoying you. I'll be like, what is this?
tell me.
Yeah. So that was just so cool. And I love I was trying to like keep my eyes closed, but also look at the same time to see like what was kind of happening. But the whole session was just very wonderful. So thank you for giving the opportunity for all the listeners to hear that, and myself as well.
I appreciate being able to. I love just being able to share it. So thank you for giving me the space today.
Yes. Yes. I was so excited when you had offered to come on. I'm like, of course, this would be great. All right. So that is going to bring us to the end of another episode of The Running Wine Mom. As the gentle hum of the singing bowls fade into silence, we emerge from our collective journey feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and deeply connected to the rhythm of the universe. I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude to Candace again for joining us and sharing her wisdom, insights, and the healing power of sound with us today. So remember, the journey we've embarked upon doesn't end here. Carry the vibrations of this experience with you, allowing them to resonate with your heart and guide you on the path towards inner peace and self-discovery. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it. You can follow me on Instagram at @therunningwinemom_. And Candace, can you remind the listeners where they can find you at?
Sure. You can find me at @CandaceGraciano_coaching. On Instagram, or my website is CandaceGraciano.com. And on my Instagram page, there'll be a link to my YouTube page also that has tons and tons of sound healings for anybody who just wants to check them out.
Yeah. And I will be checking them out more too. Maybe that'll be my new meditation for the evening. So yes. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember to explore the boundless realms of wellness, empowerment, and personal growth. Until next time, may you walk in harmony, embrace the symphony of life, and always remember to nurture your spirit. Cheers, and I'll be back next Tuesday. Thank you.